We're back for the second hour of The Feeling of Jazz here on Lakeshore Public Radio, 89.1 FM. I hope you stick around. We've got another 55 minutes of great modern straight-ahead jazz. We're going to continue to spotlight our artist of the week, trumpet man Donald Byrd. And this is from his Blue Note album cut in 1960 called Byrd in Flight. And along with Donald Byrd on trumpet, we've got Hank Mobley on tenor sax, Duke Pearson on piano, Dud Watkins on bass, and Lex Humphrey on drums. This little thing written by the piano player on this ensemble, Duke Pearson, called Gate City.
Thank you.
a nice, light, easy swinger written by the piano player on that track, Duke Pearson, who was always a well-known composer, arranger, and pianist in his own right. From Donald Byrd's album, Bird in Flight, nice tenor sax solo there by Hank Mobley. And, of course, the piano solo was by Duke Pearson. Doug Watkins was there on bass. It was from the Blue Note album, cut in 1960, Bird in Flight. Now we're going to ask my co-host, Dr. Al Korns, what he's going to do next.
Well, next we'll hear from a group led by Sonny Stitt. It's from a Verve LP entitled Personal Appearance. Features Sonny on tenor sax, Bobby Timmons on piano, Edgar Willis on bass, and Kenny Dennis on drums. And they're going to do a Cole Porter tune entitled Between the Devil and the Deep Blue Sea.
Thank you.
That was Between the Devil and the Deep Blue Sea, featuring Sonny Stitt on tenor sax, Bobby Timmons on piano, Edgar Willis on bass, and Kenny Dennis on drums. That was from a Verve LP released in 1957 entitled Personal Appearance.
Continue our salute to the trumpet player Donald Byrd, who was our Spotlight Artist of the Week. We're going to turn to a Blue Note album that he cut in 1964. And personal, you've heard some of these instrumentalists in earlier tracks, but besides Donald Byrd on trumpet, we've got Sonny Red on alto sax, whose real name was Sylvester Kiner. I always called him Sonny Red. Hank Moley's back on tenor sax, and we've got McCoy Tyner on piano, Walter Booker on bass, and Freddie White's on drums. And this is a little thing put together by our highlight artist and trumpet man, Donald Byrd, called Dixie Lee. Thank you. That was a board fade on a recording. It wasn't done in this studio. A little thing written by Donald Byrd called Dixie Lee, cut in 1966, including, of course, our spotlight artists of the week, Donald Byrd on trumpet, Sonny Red on alto, and Hank Mobley on tenor sax. So what's next on our lineup tonight, Al?
Well, next we'll hear from percussion artist Willie Bobo. It's from a Verve LP entitled Spanish Grease, and it features Willie on percussion, Melvin Lasty on cornet, Bobby Brown on tenor, Clarence Henry on guitar, Richard Davis on bass, and Victor Pantoja on congas. The tune was written by Willie and Melvin Lasty, entitled Blues in the Closet. Closet from a Verve LP entitled Spanish Grease, released in 1965. Features Willie Bobo on percussion, Melvin Lasty on cornet, Bobby Brown on tenor sax, Clarence Henry on guitar, Richard Davis on bass, and Victor Pantoja on congas.
In the early 60s, our trumpet player Donald Byrd, our highlight artist, teamed up with baritone sax man Pepper Adams. And they were a working group, and they worked together in clubs all across the country, toured for 2 or 3 years. It was a very successful quintet. So we're going to do something from their Blue Note album called Royal Flush, which was cut in September of 1961 in Englewood Cliffs, New Jersey. A premier recording engineer, Rudy Van Gelder's place of a business. And this is a little thing written by Donald Byrd called Hush, which includes, of course, Pepper Adams on baritone sax, Herbie Hancock on piano, Butch Warren on bass, and Billy Higgins on drums. Let's listen to Hush. was a quintet co-led by our featured artist of the week, trumpet man Donald Byrd, along with Pepper Adams on baritone sax, and from their album Royal Flush, that was a little thing written by Donald Byrd called Hush, and it had some fine piano work there by Herbie Hancock. So what's next on the lineup, Al?
Well, next up we'll hear from the Woody Herman Orchestra. This is from a Columbia LP entitled Woody's Winners. And in this number we'll hear solos, of course, by Woody first, then Don Rader on trumpet, Gary Klein on tenor sax, and finishing off with Bill Chase on trumpet. They're going to do a Rodgers and Hart tune entitled My Funny Valentine. That was the classic My Funny Valentine with the Woody Herman Orchestra, featuring solos by Woody, Don Rader on trumpet, Gary Klein on tenor sax, Bill Chase on trumpet with a classic ending. That was from an LP entitled Woody's Winners, and released on the Columbia label in 1965.
Here's another album cut by Donald Byrd on trumpet and baritone sax man Pepper Adams in a quintet that they co-led. This was on the Blue Note label, and the album was called Off to the Races. It was cut in December of 58. And on this particular album, it's turned into a sextet. Joining Donald Byrd and Pepper Adams, we have Jackie McLean on alto sax, the always swinging Wynton Kelly first call piano, Sam Jones on bass, Art Taylor on drums, great rhythm section cut in Hackensack, New Jersey in December of 58. This is a classic composition written by Sigmund Rongberg and Hammerstein, and it's called Lover Come Back to Me.
Yeah.
rather torrid up-tempo version of Lover Come Back to Me by Donald Byrd from his Blue Note album Off to the Races. Also heard from Jackie McLean there on alto sax, and Pepper Adams was there on baritone sax. So what's next on the lineup, Al?
Well, my next selection features tenor saxophone artists Al Cohn and Zoot Sims. It's from a United Artists LP entitled Stretching Out. And in addition to Al and Zoot on tenor sax, we'll hear from Bob Brookmeyer on trombone, Harry Edison on trumpet, Hank Jones on piano, Freddie Green on guitar, Eddie Jones on bass, and Charlie Persip on drums. They're going to do a tune written by Bill Potts entitled BK.
Thank you.
tune entitled BK, written by the arranger Bill Potts, and featuring Al Cohn and Zoot Sims on tenor saxes, Bob Brookmeyer on trombone, Harry Edison on trumpet, Hank Jones on piano, Freddie Green on guitar, Eddie Jones on bass, and Charlie Persip on drums. It was from a United Artists LP released in 1958 entitled Stretching Out.
For the better part of the last couple hours, you've been listening to The Feeling of Jazz here on Lakeshore 89.1 FM. I'm your co-host, Kent Lundquist, with my co-host, Dr. Al Korns. We hope you enjoyed the sounds. We're here every Sunday night from 8.05 to 10 with some of the finest in modern mainstream jazz. We hope you'll make it a habit of joining us every Sunday night. We're going to close it out with our spotlight artist, Donald Byrd, on trumpet. He's going to do If I Love Again.